بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قدم عيينة بن حصن فنزل على ابن أخيه الحر بن قيس، وكان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وكان القراء أصحاب مجلس عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه ومشاورته كهولا كانوا أو شبانا. It's an incident that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates. He says a person by the name of Uyayna bin Hisn came to his nephew. His nephew was Al-Hur bin Qais. So Uyayna is the uncle. He comes to his nephew's house. His nephew's name was Al-Hur bin Qais radiallahu anhu. And this Al-Hur bin Qais was amongst those people who Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala would bring close to him. He was amongst the learned scholars. He was amongst the Qurra, the Qaris, those who recited the Quran, those who understood the Quran. These people used to be in the mashura of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. They would be in his assembly, in his special gathering, whether they were elderly or young. So Hur bin Qais is a young Sahabi. He used to be brought in the company of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He was a learned scholar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala would consult these Sahaba on various occasions. So he had a very good ta'luq relationship with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, who was the Amir at that time. فَقَالَ عُيَيْنَا لِبْنِ أَخِيهِ. So Uyayna, the uncle, tells his nephew, يَبْنَ أَخِي, O my nephew, لَكَ وَجْهٌ عِنْدَ هَذَا الْأَمِيرِ. I see you have got a very good relationship with this Amir, referring to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. فَاسْتَأْذِنْ لِي عَلَيْهِ. Seek permission for me. I need to speak to him. فَاسْتَأْذَنَ. So he sought permission from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He told Umar, my uncle Uyayna needs to meet you. فَأَذِنْ لَهُ Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala then permitted him. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ. When the uncle Uyayna bin Hisan enters, he says, he, Ibn al-Khattab, he addresses the Amir al-Mu'mineen in a very bad way. He says, hey, son of Khattab, not even Umar, not even Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh son of Khattab, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا تُعْطِينَ الْجَزْلَ وَلَا تَحْكُمُ فِينَا بِالْعَدْلِ. He says, by Allah, you do not give us sufficient amount of monies. You don't fix enough stipends for us. You don't give us enough money from the Baytul Mal. You don't give us generously. وَلَا تَحْكُمُ فِينَا بِالْعَدْلِ. And you never judge with justice amongst us. He's addressing the Amir al-Mu'mineen, a person like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who is known for his generosity and his justice. And this is the accusation he makes. He says, Allah's qasam, you do not give us abundantly, nor do you deal just with justice. So obviously any person who is being accused for something that he's absolutely innocent of, human nature, that will become angry. فَغَضِبَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. Umar became really mad and angry. حَتَّى هَمَّ أَن يُوقِعَ بِهِ. Until he even intended to strike this person. Then how could you make such an accusation? I'm innocent. When the nephew saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala becoming enraged, he knew that Umar radiallahu ta'ala will beat his uncle up. So immediately he intervened. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْحُرُّ. The nephew says, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ لِنَبِيهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah has commanded His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, forgive the person, وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ, command good, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, turn away from the ignorant ones, وَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. My uncle is from amongst such people who are ignorant. وَاللَّهِ, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates and he says, Wallahi Allah's qasam, ma jawazaha Umar radiallahu ta'ala hina talaha. The moment this nephew Al-Hur bin Qais recited these verses, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, hold on to forgiveness and command good and move away from the ignorant person, this ayat, he reflected on it immediately and he did not take any action against Uyayna bin Hisan. Immediately he upheld this verse, When this verse was recited to him, he did not proceed any further. وَكَانَ وَقَافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Umar رضي الله تعالى was amongst those people who adhered strictly to the Qur'an Majeed. The Qur'an injunction was, forgive the person, overlook his ignorance. And this is exactly what Umar رضي الله تعالى did. He suppressed his anger. He forgave the uncle. He moved away from him. He commanded good. And this is a lesson for all of us. Many times we are absolutely innocent, and we get people who come and irritate you, and they make a false accusation. And this is the time when we have to reflect. It's difficult. As human nature, you'll become angry, especially if you were absolutely on the right and you did nothing wrong. And you get some person who will come and keep on interfering in your life. And this is what you have to reflect. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Hold on to forgiveness. Command good. And turn away from the ignorant person. The lesson we learn from here is the sabr that Umar radiallahu anhu exercised, that he suppressed his anger, and he was amongst those who adhered strictly to the Quran. So when you talk about holding fast on the Quran, these are occasions in our life when we test ourselves to see how much of amal we are making on the Quran. Perhaps it is easy to give some charity. Perhaps it may be easy to do some other good deed. But when we are faced with these type of situations, when somebody has done wrong to us, and now we have to forgive the person, and we have to move away from the ignorant ones and suppress our anger, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.